Taking a look at our livestock markets to close out the week. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. As we watched our cattle markets trade this week, we actually kind of had some volatility. One day they were up, the next day they were down, and even throughout one of the days this week, I mean, they opened really great and they closed not so great. But as we know, this market always is focused around cash and the development of cash trade. A lot of times we don't get cash numbers until Thursday or Friday. And Joe Coima with Coima, Coima, and Varlick says,
it seems like the closer we get to Thursday, Friday, this market tends to wake up just a little bit.
And on our cattle side, we know we have a tight inventory.
Shillas are small. Especially the numbers in the south, extremely tight there. So the overall fundamentals jived with some technical buying going on, and feeders kind of the same way too. You know, big discount to where the index is at. It doesn't have to match it step for step, but anytime we, you know, about a month out, but anytime we get $8-$10 discount to that index, you know, you're going to find some buyers in that marketplace there as well.
And over the course of last week, I know we saw a really great hog market, but this week it kind of seemed like our hogs just took a step back, were a lot quieter, and had a few down days.
Hogs are pretty notorious of switching trends, maybe when it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. The cash market's been quiet as far as what I write down every day that they give us in the afternoon. Finally, I gave us a print, and that was about $2 and some change better than last time we wrote down an afternoon national closing price. So I kind of thought the market maybe stabilized a little bit, but unfortunately, if you're a technician, you draw an uptrend line from where we started this big rally, and we broke that uptrend. So you're getting a lot of technical selling going on here, and it's a market that's been overbought for probably, I don't know, about 2 solid months.
And with your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.